Fort WZN. KJ4 the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4 WZM. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Key to the top, Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 25 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? If so, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, KO4PXP, I have an announcement.
Ed, with your announcement.
My Masonic Lodge is having a blood drive tomorrow at the Home Depot in Greer. The address is 1385 West Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer, South Carolina. That's 1385 West Wade Hampton Boulevard is the Home Depot in Greer. End of message.
Sounds good. Does anyone need any fills on KO4PXB's announcement? KO4PXB, KJ4WZM, could I get a name and location from you?
KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. You don't mind checking me in also?
Thank you, man. I'm going to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins real quick. I'm going to get count of them, and I'll recognize them immediately afterwards. 15 of them. Now we'd like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity, KF4LZI, Andy on Table Rock, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, N4WRO, Bill in Easley, KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, WU2T, Rusty and Moore, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KE5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, KG4PFI, Don, and he brings along with him his wife, KG4QLQ, that's Linda there in Piedmont. Any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve, and I'll be negative, negative, and listening in.
Recognize. KN4VWA, that is Steve and Inman. At this time, I'd like to call for any new check-ins or anyone who recently got their ham radio license or upgraded their ticket. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll go ahead now and begin with a regular roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG-G portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. U through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Just check me in and out tonight.
KE4ZHF, that is Keith in Columbus, and KJ4ZWA, that's my brother Fleet, mobile somewhere in North Carolina. Where are you at in North Carolina? I've seen at the moment. Maybe try again in a few minutes. Anyways, I got you checked in. I'm just curious where you're at, that's all. He's on his way back into South Carolina, coming in from Missouri, so I'll catch up with him in a few. Any of the stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. So we'll go ahead up to Alpha through Delta. The stations with the suffix of your call, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. King Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll be in and out tonight. 73s to you and all on the net.
Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Traverse Rest, negative and negative. Good evening.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel. All on the net. Thanks for calling the net.
WZM. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, take it to the negative.
Museum. Please check in T1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Museum. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative, negative, but I'll be listening.
We have KK4DMW. That is Rick. He brings along with him his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. Next, we've got W4BFA, Pat, north of Traveler's Rest. W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. KF4DOS, Gary. He brings along with him his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They're at home in Easley tonight. Next up, we've got N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens, and KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Again, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
KN4CHY, that is Keith and Seneca. Up to E through H now. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Yeah, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, or good evening Daniel, or Harry and Candler, or, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Harry, it looks like you might have E through H all to yourself tonight. Thank you for checking with me, and I hope you're doing well. Any stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Zoom Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4EZN, Daniel, I think Patrick up at Penrose checked in right before me.
I remember hearing him on the radio, I definitely think I would have wrote that down. I'm going to text him real quick just to make sure. I do appreciate that he may have come across, either I was distracted and didn't realize it, or he may have come across on Simplex instead of over the repeater, in which case you may have been close enough to hear him. I'm not sure. I'm going to text him real quick and ask him.
KO4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Daniel.
Airtime, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that is Patrick up in Penrose. I got you, Patrick. Yeah, and yes, it definitely was him. I texted him and found that out. I do appreciate it, Harry. You probably heard him somehow, and I was not able to. So thank you on the relay on that. I appreciate it a lot.
I'll make one last call, E3H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Yes, through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4 WCM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4 WCM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KK4 JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4 JVQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4 MFK. They are at home in Greer tonight. Next, KO4 JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control. Head up to Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4 WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel.
Or WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4 NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. Her name is Anna. And I'll stick around and talk with you just for a little bit, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
K4OIM. That is Walt Inman. Walt, I am so glad to hear you on the radio. I was not expecting that at all. Man, I'm really excited to hear you on here. Very, very, very thankful to hear you on here. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Walt. I hope you're doing as well as you can be, and I hope that you're able to make a speedy recovery. Take care and get you some good rest tonight. Sleep well. Next up, I've got KO4 NUE. That is Chad. Chad, I got you marked down for comments. Chad brings along with him his wife, Miss Anna, KO4 RYP. Hope you all are doing well tonight, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes, Chad. Thank you for hanging around for comments. EchoLink station up here. I'd like to give the station a chance to hop in here. EchoLink stations only. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Be listening for now, and that's fine. Also, EchoLink station, if you would like to use the text feature on EchoLink, you can also tap on that little paperclip symbol and write me a little message on there, and I can check you in that way too, if you would like. I'm gonna go ahead back to Mike through Papa, make another call M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 PXB. That's Lloyd in Sinsville. KO4 PXB. Thank you.
That's KO4 PXB. That is Lloyd in Sinsville. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. We'll go up to Quebec through Tango now, the patient group. Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
K4WZM. In KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
in Kilo, Mike 4, Kilo November, Romeo, William and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
That's KO4QLP, that is Chris and Liberty, and KM4KNR, William and Greer. William, I believe that's the first time you checked in with me. So I wanted to remind you, I just want to put it out, that this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. So you're, we'd be overjoyed to have you check in with us each and every night. We'll go ahead and open it up now. Alpha 2 Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
ZM. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County. We'll do the last call now before Rag 2, Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. A telephone relay, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Quebec Delta. Sharon, she's in Greenville.
Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RW Richard Raymond, no traffic, no round table. And glad to hear Walt on here tonight.
Recognize KJ4UQD, that is Sharon in Greenville, relayed in by my brother KJ4ZWA. Hey, fleet, where are you at now? Are you back in South Carolina or are you still in North Carolina? Also, K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville.
Hey, a couple minutes ago, I am entering Traveler's Rest right now. KJ4ZWA.
Everybody stay safe out there on the road. We'll see you later on. All right, well, I'll make one last call, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM or Net Control. KDM now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First, and only one I got up on the stump tonight so far, is KO4NUE. Hey, Chad, you still around? Call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KO4NUE, I'm still here, Daniel. What's going on with you?
Not much. Doing well. Got my email that my TWIC card is on the way, so I'm excited about that. And now just waiting on getting the hazmat thing done, and I'm good to go as far as that goes. I'm really excited that Walt checked in with me tonight. I wasn't actually expecting to hear from him for a really long time, so that really, really made my day right there. As far as the weather goes, I'm about over the rain, but at least it was rain and not snow. So thankful for that much. I don't want the snow to come back at all this year. I'm good. So although I would have loved it to be sunny and 75, I'll take rain and 55 over snow any day. Never thought I'd say that, but I was glad to see that snow leave.
Snow or rain, either one, I don't care for either one of them. I mean, I like a summer shower, but I don't know, 3-4 days of just wet and gloomy, I don't know about all that, but hey, it is what it is. But other than that, I just want to drop by for a few minutes and, you know, see what's going on with the vehicle. You happy with it?
I'm happy with it. I'm going to send you some pictures in a little bit, either after the net tonight or maybe tomorrow, if I can remember either one. I have a terrible short-term memory. I'm not going to make any age comments or we'll get hairy on here. But my memory, my short-term memory is absolutely terrible. I cannot remember where I put my keys 5 minutes ago, ever. If you tell me to do something, it goes in one ear and out the other unless I wrote it down. I don't have a short-term memory. It doesn't exist. I don't know why, but I don't. I can't ever remember anything. Anyways, my long-term memory is great, so I remember all the way back to when I was 2 or 3 years old pretty well and vividly from 5 onwards without any issues, but a lot of stuff from when I was really little, less than 5 years old.
So I'll try to remember. But hopefully now I've talked about it long enough that I will. But the alignment of the vehicle I was less impressed with. I took it by Walmart the other day and parked it in the parking lot. And the tires on it are all splayed out still. And I had specifically mentioned to them that that was an issue. And I told them, hey, this little camber adjustment nut thingies that go in there on top of the top ball joint, they'll probably need to be replaced because I lifted the vehicle and I don't think that they're going to match up properly, so you're going to have to change them out. Well, I had cut notches in them to mark them with the angle grinder so that I would know if they were changed out or not. They didn't change them out. In fact, they barely turned them from where they were at, and I was like, well, hopefully that was all that was needed. But with all the snow and stuff, I was just so excited to have the vehicle back, I never checked it. So when I went to Walmart the other day and parked it in the parking lot, where it was very, very level, and I seen how bad they were out, I was pretty upset about it, honestly. So at some point, I need to take it back to where I had it aligned at and ask them to take a second glance at their work. It's not out by a little bit, it's out by a lot. I'd say from top to bottom, it's tucked inwards from bottom to top. The top is tucked inwards about an inch and a half on each side. It's very noticeable. It's not a small amount, it's a lot. And it'll cause the inside edge of the tire to be completely eaten up. I'll send you pictures, but it looks terrible, and I'm not very impressed with that. So I'm hoping that they decide to do something about it because they didn't mention anything about it. I paid for it in advance. I left the money in the envelope and everything. I picked it up there at night because I work from before they open until well after they close. So I couldn't just show up there and pick up the vehicle and go over with them or anything. I'm really discouraged about that, but I'll end up taking it back to have that looked at.
We had a nerve. Oh my goodness. Well, all I can tell you is, bud, I don't know that the Walmart would be the place for that, but I mean, you know, I don't want to give you advice on that. I mean, obviously you've got this far with it, but I can tell. I mean, you timed the radio out. Woo, boy, you upset.
About it. I got really heated when I took those pictures. I hadn't even noticed it, but I decided to park next to a ZR2 Colorado truck. I was like, oh, ain't this cool? Let's take a picture of it. And as soon as I brought up my camera, I was like, wait a second. I bought the vehicle to get aligned, and this looks terrible. I hadn't even stopped to look at it before. I'll send you pictures. But I was not impressed at all. I got so bent out of shape over that I had forgot to take a picture of the truck that it was next to. I was on the phone at the time with one of my other buddies. I was like, oh, wait till you see what I parked next to. And then I seen the alignment was out like that. Oh, I got heated at that point, and I forgot all about taking the picture of the truck it was next to. He's like, well, you were going to show me the picture of what you parked next to. I was like, oh, yeah. So I went back and got a picture, but oh, my goodness. I got pretty bent out of shape about that, Chad.
You know, probably needs to be an alignment shop that's dedicated to that kind of stuff. I think Walmart's probably going to be, you know, if they can't move it with a tie rod adjustment, they're probably not going to do a whole lot to it. But, you know, that's just my experience with that. But other than that, you know, how's your hazmat going? You said you got your ticket for that, or you're waiting on it?
To Ivy's and Traveler's Rest to get aligned. I happened to notice the alignment wasn't fixed very well when I parked in the Walmart parking lot later on. That's where I got these pictures at. Now I'm definitely going to remember to send them to you. The hazmat stuff. I filed my background checks and fingerprints for my hazmat and my TWIC card on the same day. Hazmat first, TWIC card second. It's the exact same background check for both. I got my TWIC card background check already completed and back and everything, and my TWIC card is in the mail on its way to me. My hazmat has not gone through yet. So today I called them and I was like, hey folks, it's been over 30 days now. The instructions said if you haven't received your stuff within 30 days to give you a holler. Well, it's been over 30 days and I got the TWIC card back, but not the hazmat, and they were like, well, that's kind of odd. It's the same background check for both, so technically you should have got them both back on the same day. And I said, yeah, I haven't. So they said, okay, well, we'll put an expedited notation on here along with the fact that you already got your TWIC card back, so hopefully they'll get on the ball with that and get your hazmat stuff cleared. My hazmat test, I already passed that at the DMV. I already paid all my fees for everything. All I have to do is get my picture taken and have the endorsement put on my license. That's all that's missing. So just waiting for the background check, and all I got to do is spend just a few minutes in the DMV, and now I'm out of there with that. So not a whole lot left, but a little bit.
That's a good deal, I guess. And as far as the memory goes, I join the crowd. You know, it's the short term that gets you in trouble. And the only way to take care of that is, like Harry says, take a nap. So take your nap, and that'll help you with your short term. But other than that, that's about all I got, Dan. You know, I just wanted to bring you into the end of the half hour in case somebody else wants to check in with you. But nice to hear you're doing well, and it was good to hear Walt. So I guess that's all I got for you. But so I'll let you go. I'll clear out on your final, sir.
Yeah, thanks for hopping in here. Thanks for stirring my waters a little bit about that vehicle too. I sent you a couple pictures of it. It's kind of obvious in the pictures what's going on. I don't know how else to describe it, but now you got a couple pictures I sent to you. So you can kind of have a good laugh as to why I was so bent out of shape. But, yep. I tell you what, short-term memory gets me in trouble a lot at work, too, because my boss would tell me something, and it goes right in one ear and out the other, and I don't even remember he said anything to me about it. So that's kind of aggravating. Unless I write it down, which I just have to make a big effort. I'm like, hold on one second. Let me write this down first, otherwise I'll forget it. But I'm terrible about that. I lose my phone all the time. I lose my keys all the time. I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached to my body. Yeah, everything. Can't keep track of anything. So I have to write it down or I wasn't told. That's how it is. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM. I hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. We'll holler at you later. National check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
So please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1, in Greenville. No traffic, no coming, but just listen. 73.
WA4KC, that is 1 in Greenville. Any other stations, Alpha 2 Zulu, have a missed AM for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, KO4HKX.
KJ4WZM.
I forgot to turn the offset back on the radio, and I don't know how Harry was hearing me.
Bucks each other. That's still a good distance, though.
JC4EZM. I got him over the repeater. I was, unless he was, well, like I say, between me and him, there's this thing called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And I'm having a real hard time believing that I picked him up on Simplex. However, if that's what he said he was doing, his signal report was about a 2-2. I did understand him, but he was really, really thin, so I don't know. You might be able to chalk that one up to a Simplex contact between Cameron and Penrose, or just hop right over the Blue Ridge Parkway. Turn it back to you, Daniel Casey, before he's here.
Comment. Daniel, I did not hear him come over the repeater. back. Of course, now I was busy with something else, but I did not hear his call.
A Simplex then, which really surprises me. Anyway, interesting things happen to propagation. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel Casey, for EZN.
Yeah, that's a decent haul there for Simplex. Y'all might have to try that out sometime. That's pretty neat. Didn't die, it could be done up there. That's a decent distance. I'll have to get a mile count on that later. But KL4HKX and KL4JK, no, that's Duncan. Man, I can't remember the other stations. KC4EZN. KC4EZN and KL4HKX, KJ4WZM. Yep. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for hopping back in there. That's some entertainment right there. Good job on that Simplex contact. That's pretty cool.
Okay, I can't make contact with anybody else, but I can get Harry with the mountains between us. Cool. I'll let you go tonight, Daniel. Thank you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
4HKX, KJ4WZM. I'm trying to look this up. When I figure out the distance, I'll let y'all know.
I just listened to him on reverse, and I did not hear him. So, chalk that one up to one of those strange things, KC4EZN.
That's funny. Interesting. So confusing right there. KJ4WZM. Well, I do appreciate the relay. I never would have known he was trying to get in. I don't believe this, but it looks like around 18 to 20 miles for that haul there. If you really did hear him on Simplex, 18 to 20 miles across the mountains.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. That would really, really surprise me. I know they're all... Where I'm at, I am down somewhat in a hole, and but it's kind of interesting. I can hear Duncan on Simplex, and then there is a ham that lives out in Fairview, which is basically, I think I could probably, if I were living up at the top of my street, I could probably say I could see him, but it's a 30 or 40 foot drop from the top of my street down to where my house is, and I picked that guy up on Simplex relatively well. It's really interesting what I can and can't hear. Now, I can't pick you up on Simplex. I play around a little bit while y'all were talking, and I don't hear anybody from South Carolina on Simplex. So if I got Patrick Penrose on Simplex, that's just one of those weird things. I don't know if there's a little gap in the mountain or just exactly what's happening. Right now, I've got my radio on low power, which I think is 5 watts, for this little mobile rig. What's really interesting is I have a mountain range between me and our club repeater, which is 6 miles away. And I have to run 25 or more watts to get across the top of that mountain into our club repeater. So strange things are happening out there, Daniel, so be careful. You might want to stay inside and keep your head down tonight. With that, we'll turn it back to you, KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
I'm going to try something real quick. I'm currently on... I'm on low power now. I don't know if you can hear me on Simplex or not. I'm going to bump it up here in just a second. Now I'm on mid power. And this last one here, I think, is either 45 or 50 watts. I'm now on high power. I don't know if you can hear me on Simplex or not, or if anybody can hear me on Simplex.
Alpha, now putting out about 50 watts of power, and I'm down in quite a decent hole, so if anybody can hear me at all, then that's doing pretty good. But this is about 50 watts of power, and I'm about to cut my power back down, so anyone who was hearing me probably won't now. So I'm back to around, I think it is 5 watts of power now.
Did not hear you at all in there, Daniel. But 5 watts is doing real good into the repeater, KC4ECN.
For HKX, I didn't hear you either, Daniel.
Interesting. All right, well, thanks for satisfying my curiosity. I was curious about that. So, KO4EZN and KC4EZN and KO4HKX, KJ4WZM. I'm going to make one last call for additional check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM or net control. Check-ins right now. I just need one more to make it to 50. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or net control. Hear any additional check-ins, so I'm going to go ahead and fill out my net report, and we'll get that posted up here in just a minute. WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge Meter Net, but there, thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night. KJ4WZM, you still around, Patrick?
KO4HKX, what's up, Daniel?
Not reverse on this radio, and then I would like to see if I can hear you at all. But right now I don't know how to run reverse on here, so I'm going to try to figure it out.
You ready? I'll be around.
Yes, KJ4WZM, I figured it out.
I know when you're ready.
Multiple power levels, or you only got one?
I have multiple, but nobody else can hear me on anything, so I'm just on the max right now.
Flex? That's pretty cool. I did not hear Patrick, but I did hear Chad. He was on Simplex on 6-1. KF4 NUE KJ4WZM, you got me, Chad? I'll try to see if I can hit if I can do 146.610 on Simplex, and I'll try to figure that out. 1 second.